And so with that, we're going to have Andrea has something special that she's going to read to all of us, and it's from our very dear member who passed away a few years ago, Miss Bonnie Rennie. I had the pleasure of being on the publications committee with her, and she would make anyone that she spoke to feel so special, and it was almost like she was giving you a hug every time that she talked to you. And so, Andrea, go ahead and take it away.
I want to talk for just a minute about Bonnie. I knew Bonnie for many years. I joined CCB in the Orange County chapter in 2002. Bonnie was one of the first people I met. I'm still friends with her husband. I see him pretty regularly. A lot of you remember Bob. Bob was always there to help anybody that needed help. And he and Bonnie were a fabulous team. Bonnie was on the publications committee. She was also a longtime chair of what at that time was called the Senior Blind Committee, I believe. Bonnie was never an officer of CCB, but she was a frequent contributor to the BC. Frequent. If you look over the, you know, the first 20 years of the century, you will see many, many articles by Bonnie. And this was something that it says on the top, 10/9/2016, 4 BC. And I don't know if this was published, but even if it was, I'm going to read it anyway, because her husband let me come over one time during COVID just to look. He said, she has all this Braille material, and I don't know what most of this is. And we were able to weed through some of it. She died actually on July 9th of 2020. So she died right during COVID. And right about the time we'd finished convention, I think that year, our virtual convention. Maybe it wasn't. I guess that was ACB virtual convention was just finishing. But I took one of the, I said, can I take one of these binders? She had these big, if those of you remember the 11 by 11 inch binders, I mean the big binders that we put Braille paper in. And these binders are just crammed full of paper. And I said, can I just take one of these home? And I just picked one at random. And this is something I found in that binder. And I thought it was particularly appropriate for what we've been talking about all weekend. It's called For Those We Have Lost. Of grief, gratitude, and going forward. We are standing on the shoulders of our blind brothers and sisters in CCB, those who went before, caring advocates for their fellow blind, champions of the cause, true comrades in arms, working for equal opportunity, bringing down barriers we face. They did more with positive action. They were not content to complain, merely sound the alarms. So much of what we have, of what we with visual impairments have today, gains in rehabilitation, education, employment, how we're seen and greeted, treated by the communities where we live, came by their efforts, too often standing alone in the classrooms, legislative halls, services for the blind, carrying their dignity and white cane in hand. They knew society would benefit because we with visual loss have a great deal to give. As we mourn the departure of a fresh batch of pioneers, we can hear our role models' voices calling for action. As the world changes, new battles require us to continue together the good fight. Our mentors urge, keep going forward. Show the sighted the way leadership, the way with leadership and our own brand of light. Thank you, Bonnie.
Wow, that was beautiful and just so appropriate. Andrea and I talked about this morning, like, oh, wouldn't it be great to read something of Bonnie's? And she's like, well, I have this binder. And she found that, and oh, it's so beautiful. All right. So now that we've all had some tears, we're going to move on to our awards banquet. And starting us off is going to be our president, Gabe Griffith. He's going to give our first two awards of the evening.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. This was a fun time for me, getting, you know, in the past hearing them and now being able to be in a position of helping to give them. And before I get started, I want to thank Guillermo Robles for joining me with doing these and helping to put together some of these plaques. So tonight I'm here to give the announcements for the Legislature of the Year Award and the Humanitarian Award. So for the Legislature of the Year Award, many times we've given it to a state legislator. This year, we're stepping out and giving it to a congressional legislator from California, obviously. let me just read the plaque here because I think this kind of sums it up in very, very nicely. The 2024 Legislator of the Year Award presented to Congresswoman Anna Eshoo in recognition of her willingness to always listen to the concerns of the blind and low vision community and the legislation she has supported and authored during her 28 years in Congress. So thank you, Congresswoman Eshoo. And as I think Jeff said last night, 28 years is quite a while and is going to be a tough one to fill. So we're going to try and – we don't have a representative from her – or either her or anyone from her office here this evening. But I think we're going to try and reach out and maybe have one of them come to maybe a board meeting or something in the future and try to do that there. The next one is our Humanitarian Award. And a couple of very good submissions for this one. And had to we debated this one for a bit. And our decision was, first of all, I want to ask a question. And those up here on the panel, who here loves paratransit and always has great experiences that always go smoothly?
Huh.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. So for our 2024 CCB Humanitarian Award, we're presenting it to Kathy Sachin, who is the Sacramento Paratransit Operations Manager. And the plaque reads, and that's the first part of the plaque. And then the other part of the plaque is going to read, in recognition of her willingness to go above and beyond in her service to the blind and low vision community and to people, to people with disabilities in an effort to make the paratransit ridership experience more accessible. Thank you, Kathy. And I believe we have Kathy. So the plaque reads, I'll just do the whole thing real quick. 2024 CCB Humanitarian Award presented to Kathy Sachin, Sacramento Paratransit Operations Manager, in recognition of her willingness to go above and beyond in her service to the blind and low vision community and to people with disabilities in an effort to make the paratransit ridership experience more accessible. So congratulations, Kathy, and thank you for everything you do. And we thank Kathy for taking time out of her evening to join us. Yeah. So Andrea, if you want, go ahead and go to doing your publications work. And Kathy, if you're able to get unmuted, then just, I'd say, I'm going to step in here. I know I'm not running the meeting, but I'll step in and say, Kathy, if you're able to get unmuted, just holler.
Just interrupt me. Just interrupt
me. We'll come back to you.
Okay. I'm going to talk for a minute anyway. 4 years ago, when I had the honor of being chosen to edit the happenings by Gabe and Sarah and Linda Perrell, I found out that being on the publications committee went with that job. And I didn't know that. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to be a fish out of water. Well, I've had the honor of working with some fabulous people, and I want to acknowledge all of them. My co-chair at present, my co-chair is Sarah Harris. Within the next few months, we'll probably have a new co-chair for that committee, but I intend to stay as co-chair along with whoever's the new person. And the committee members, Susan Glass, Michael Keithley, David Mandel, and Lynn Nishihara. I couldn't work with a finer bunch of folks. And remember, everybody, that the BC is your magazine. Susan and Michael are the editors, but it is your magazine. And we like to award people who submit articles to that magazine. We have two awards this evening. The award for the best first-time article goes to Elena Thomason for Worst Trip Yet, which appeared in the winter 2023 issue of the Blind Californian. The plaque reads as follows: presented to Elena Thomason on behalf of the CCB Publications Committee on the sixth day of April 2024. I don't know if Elena is here. Elena, if you're here, would you raise your hand, please? I don't remember seeing her.
I was going to say, I've glanced through the list a couple of times here, and I haven't.
I don't remember. I think the other person may be here, possibly. The award for the best written article goes to Christy Crespin for making that last minute adjustment when Plan A fails, which appeared in the fall 2023 issue of the Blind Californian. And the plaque reads as follows: presented to Christy Crespin on behalf of the CCB Publications Committee on this sixth day of April 2024. Congratulations to both of you. Christy, if you're here, would you raise your hand, please?
I think I saw something this morning that Debbie Armstrong sent to the list saying that she just heard that Zoom, when you reach a certain number and in the evening, their server has more problems. So that may be part of why we are.
I didn't see that, but
having problems. It was on the CCBL list. She sent it, but
I'll have to look again.
If it's true, then it does help explain why we've been struggling these last few days.
Hi, this is Kathy Sajan. I just want to thank you all very much. This means a lot to me, and I'm very humbled.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you, Kathy. And Kathy, we will want to get your address. I think I might have your work address written there, but we will be sending you the plaque without wording that we had. So we want to thank you.
Well, thank you. And I love what I do. I'd like you all to know that. I live and breathe pretty much paratransit. I just have all really enjoyed doing the service.
I was super impressed last year when I went to Sacramento and used Sacra to Go. I used it three times. I used it to go from the airport to the hotel. I used it to go to Jeff and Leslie's house, and I used it to go from there back to the hotel or back to the airport. And I was very impressed with the level of consideration and caring that they showed. I was not sure where to go to get my initial ride, and they found me, even though I may have not been in the right place because I don't live in Sacramento. They were very gracious about it. And the driver basically told me, we would not leave you. We would make sure we found you, which is not always the case here where I live. So I really appreciate the level of dedication to their service.
And I believe Christy is unmuted now.
I am.
Congratulations, Christy.
I'm very happy. And I started writing and I thought, I'll just write one article. But you guys have seen more from me and I really appreciate it. I hope I can do more. And thank you for this award. I really appreciate. And I don't know. I just appreciate you very much for thinking of me. Thank you.
Well, we appreciate you, Christy. Thank you for your submission and keep on writing.
I will. All right.
Okay. And I don't think Elena is here.
I don't think so either, but we'll give her a call and let her know how she has won an award.
May I jump in for just a second here? I hear a rumor that we may be missing a bunch of our ACB Capital Chapter members tonight because
it is one,
and I'm going to go ahead and say this. I didn't ask permission, but I'm going to say it anyway. It is one Richard Rada's 50th birthday party tonight. So, happy birthday to Richard.
Happy birthday, Richard.
Enjoy the party out there, y'all.
Happy birthday, Richard. Hopefully he'll listen to the recording.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Hopefully.
Or maybe that's what they're doing at the party. They're like,
I know there's some people. I've gotten some texts. I do know there are some people listening in their ears, but hey, Richard, if you're hearing this, I don't say this to many people. Hopefully you're hearing this on recording and hopefully you're not listening to our convention during your birthday party. All right, my friend, happy birthday. All right, there you go. Sorry, I just wanted to jump in on that and figured this might be an appropriate time to jump in with that.
And I think next up we have Guillermo giving an award. Am I correct, Andrea?
I believe you are correct. Go ahead, Mr. Robles.
All right. Wow, this has been really a lot of fun, and it's been nice listening to the memories that you all have shared during the forum. You will all excuse me if I start to hack and cough and getting over a cold. But one of the things that really ran through is something that we're going to really honor tonight, and that is family. And I think it's really nice when we can involve our family in the cause. And at the same time that we're involving family, we are educating and they're learning through us and seeing what we do. And, you know, as some of you have said, this starts from a very young age. So, this award that I'm going to present is the Community Service Award. And today we are honoring a mother and son. So this nominee is the president of her local chapter and serves in the leadership of her local Lions Club. She also helps at a local food pantry. And every month she's always organizing an outing for a group of people who are blind or low vision. So accompanying her is her son, who is 19. He graduated high school and is now taking a break to help his mom with all of her human services projects. He helps his mom in many of these venues when they go out, and he's always making sure that, you know, people aren't being left behind, and reading correspondences and doing some of the driving. So I think that's pretty cool. He is never assuming or condescending, but he's always wanting to know what he can do first before offering any type of assistance. His willingness and his willing attitude and intuitive spirit demonstrates that he and his mother deserve the Community Services Award. So our nominee, in light of all of her service to her community and to CCB chapters and affiliates, also deserve to share this award with her son. Dorina mentors people wherever she goes, young people, those just beginning the difficult journey of sight loss, and those who are in need of CCB. She finds value in each member of the chapters and affiliates where she provides leadership. She uses her own vision loss journey to empower others, embodying the very heart of CCB This is why we feel Dorini Dobbins and her son Ali deserve this award. The plaque reads, 2024 CCB Community Service Award, presented to Dorini and Ali Dobbins in recognition of their service to people in their community who are blind or have low vision. Congratulations, Dorini and Ali. Is Dorini in the audience?
Dorini, if you're here, raise your hand.
As I'm looking, I don't see her name in our list.
So hopefully, Dorini, you're listening out there on ACB Media 8, and congratulations.
Great job, Dorini. Wonderful story.
And whether you're listening now or whether you find out about this when one of us talks to you, congratulations. And
great job,
thank you for everything you do.
All right. So next up is the Chapter of the Year Award. And as Gabe said, a lot of our folks in Sacramento are at Richard Rueda's party, or they're working, or they got stuff going on. Joe is so sweet, Jose Verde, as I call him, to have recorded the Chapter of the Year. I don't know who it is. I don't think any of us know who it is unless somebody peeked at the recording, but I did not. So, without further ado, Steve, can you reveal?
I had not listened to it, but I will play the recording.
And gentlemen, my name is Joe. I'm your membership chair. And this time of year is our big event, the Chapter of the Year. Now, we did add the Affiliate of the Year award this year, but we didn't have any applicants for that. So hopefully we'll do better on that next year. However, as of right now, I want to say thank you to the following membership committee members: Christy Crespin, Vivian Younger, Jamie Gibson Barrels, Pamela Hill, Larice Diamond, Nellie Emerson, Dorini Dobbins, Artist Basin, and Shana Ray. Thank you to you all for another year of great work. So I always say I wouldn't be able to do anything without my committee, with all the great ideas that they bring. Of course, me as the chair, I don't vote on Chapter or Affiliate of the Year unless there's a tie, which in this year it was not. So I will announce the 2024 Chapter of the Year Award, and it will go to the ACB Capital Chapter of the California Council of the Blind. Congratulations, and I'll see you next year.
Well, congratulations, ACB Capital Chapter.
Yay.
Yay.
Well, we know where they are.
Right? I know. They're all out celebrating their award.
Yeah. Oh, that's fantastic.
They've yeah, go party.
A lot of work up there in Sacramento. That is great. All right. So here's another big one. And I heard Guillermo gets to give this big, huge award away, and that's pretty cool. So, Guillermo, you want to go on with our Hall of Fame award?
Yes, I will. I don't know how to do this because right away we're gonna know who it is, but I came to know this person a couple of years ago, kind of through committee work. And this person has always been just a very good voice of reason. And I've always appreciated the opinions and the guidance and the sage advice that this person would provide. And I really hold this person in high esteem. So it's a great honor to be presenting this award to this honor to this nominee. So, my Braille display just jumped.
I love it. Technology is great until it doesn't work.
Yes.
You know, I think this person that's getting this award, you know, if one thing I think both Guillermo and I can learn is you know, to adapt and to move forward when technology isn't doing what you want.
Yes, exactly. And this person has been, you know, really adaptable when it comes to failing technology. Anyway, for their years of service, here we go. As chair of the publications committee, the committee that doesn't suck. As longtime board member and secretary. As longtime member in the San Francisco chapter, where she helped manage the Student Education Access Grant, SEA Grant, for her work with the women's group and with California Library Users of America, California Council of the Blind Hall of Fame, presented to Linda Perrell the sixth day of April 2024 for her years of service and dedication and ongoing commitment to fulfilling CCB's mission and core values. Congratulations, Linda Perrell.
Thank you, Guillermo. I was really sad to see her go, and I wish she was more involved with us, but I understand life goes on. But we
all sad to see her.
Lista, yes. Lost a, and she was a real mentor to a lot of us.
Did she join us tonight?
I hope so.
I didn't see her.
She it's might be on late. ACB Media, but okay. I don't see. Well, I've looked in the list.
My shiny, see her, so.
She would.
Friend.
She would have been. I did send her the Zoom link. So, yeah. Linda, if you are not able to make it. Hopefully you're listening, and it was hard to keep this a secret from you.
We didn't even mention like all her committees and resolutions and scholarships.
Yes, exactly.
She was my fellow girl on resolutions.
That's right.
And then I brought in Regina. I'm like, come on.
we heard from David about Winifred Downing the other day in one of our recordings, and I don't know how many times I sat in resolutions and with well, Winifred was on that committee for a while, but how many times I heard you know, Linda say, I'm gonna channel Winifred on this one.
And that wonderful accent of hers, it just makes her sound so classy.
Well, she always is. She is classy.
She's totally classy.
She's a very
classy. She didn't just sound it.
Yeah, no, but she sounds classy.
She that. So anyway, congratulations, Linda.
And I want to thank Linda for teaching me how important it is to be curious. Because it is, it's important to be curious, to ask questions, to, you know, want to know more about things that affect your life. And, you know, she really gave that to me and the mentorship that she gave me on the publications committee. So thank you, Linda. We love you.
And we are the committee that doesn't suck.
Definitely.
It even says it on our... Suck. It even says it on our Zoom invite for our meetings.
I love it.
It does. It is the committee that does.
And I love that Linda came up with it. I really do.
We do have an area code 415 with a raised hand. Also,
that might be her.
That might be,
that might be her.
Pressing her fingers.
Is that 415 area code, Linda?
Woohoo! All the way from Westbrook, Maine.
Hi, Linda.
Yay!
When that lovely boy called me this afternoon, I wondered what it was he was asking me to come for. And I feel so bad that I missed the entire convention.
And here I am now being awarded for my work. And I miss you guys terribly. And even though I thought I might quietly slip away, you're clearly not going to let me. And clearly I'm not going to go. So
oh, good.
You've got me forever. Sarah, yay. I want to be in your closet of advisors whenever you feel that you want to tear your hair out. I'm still available for conversation.
Oh, I love it.
And everybody, I miss you guys terribly. And I am humbled by this award. So what? There's no plaque for this, right? Remember how, you know, some of the publication winners don't want to receive plaques anymore? Is there a plaque for this? I hope there isn't. There's just a plaque on the wall of the office, right?
Maybe we'll send you a medal instead of a plaque.
We're going to
send you a life-size plaque, Linda.
No, maybe we'll send you something other than a plaque. Yes.
I'd like an edible plaque. If that's
chocolate. Okay. That sounds good. a chocolate plaque.
We'll see what we can do.
I'm like, what kind of edible?
That's a great idea.
Your president and first vice president elect will work on this.
Oh, definitely.
Very cool. All right.
It's so good
love
to
you
hear
guys.
You.
Thank you. Well, love this you, has been a treat to hear this banquet, and you all sound great. And
you do too.
I'll still be around.
Congratulations, Linda, and I'm glad you were able to join us tonight.
Thanks.
Hey, do we want to allow the 916 to talk?
Sure, why not?
Hello, I'm Natalie. I just wanted to mention that I'm calling in from Sacramento this evening. I'm not at the party, but I was out earlier with a couple of friends, one of them being my friend Venus, who her husband Charles passed away. But I just wanted to come in and say hello.
Oh, and did you hear that your chapter, ACB Capital Chapter, won the Chapter of the Year Award? Did you hear that, Natalie?
Yes, I did. Yes. I sure did. That's great. I'm glad. I'm happy. I'm happy with the chapter, the president, and everything. Excuse me. You have a drink of water real quick. As long as I've been here and in the chapter, I would have to say she's the best one, best president. Have to say that. I sure would.
Well, Natalie, thank you so much for calling in. We appreciate you.
Yes, we do.
Oh,
yes,
thank
we
you
do.
Very much. Hope everyone's doing good out there. Hope everyone's doing good. I think I'll go on mute and have some strawberries.
Enjoy.
All right. Enjoy.
And hopefully Josh is able to.
If I think of anything else, I'll do it again. Raise your hand again.
Right.
Go ahead, Steve.
Okay. Joshua Sanders.
I don't know if that's Joshua. Is that Joshua?
Yeah, it is.
Okay. I'm speaking, actually, but I want to say that if my hand was raised, it was not intended. My apologies. Okay.
It's the Zoom gremlins tonight.
Yep, that's
maybe,
right.
Maybe it's all of the folks that we've been talking about. Maybe they're visiting us. Like,
that's why I didn't acknowledge it.
They're like, you guys and your technology. Oh, gosh. All right. Well,
Kathy was the one who always said, remember the people who don't have technology. We have to know. And she was right. I mean, really, truly,
maybe
she was.
Maybe it's her. Maybe it's her. You never know. That's for sure. Oh, my goodness. Well, Andrea and I, we want to thank all of the committees that work on the awards. On our publications committee, Mike and Susan dug through all of the issues to present us with a couple of folks. Of course, we have our awards committee and then the membership committee as well. It's not easy to pick these things, that's for sure. And we want to just continue to have people submit. We think it's really important. I also want to take a moment right now to thank our convention planning committee. I want to thank my co-chair, Andrea, who stepped up to the plate. I have been not well, and she has jumped in and saved the day in so many ways on so many things. And I truly appreciate it. And
thank you,
what
Sarah.
what a great team member you are. It's amazing. The crazy blind lady and the crazy cat lady. Hey, here we go.
That's us.
That's us. I also want to thank Rob and Alice Turner for all of your work and dedication that you do as well, and your great ideas and your support of my crazy ideas. Larry Gassman, you are awesome. And I, you know, you always try to get me with your devil's advocate, but I always try to get back at you and say, no, we're going to do it. We're going to try it. And you just go, okay, we'll try it. Steve Bauer, I really appreciate all of the times that you jump in and you help us out with technology and with making sure that things are in place. It's so important. Regina and Joe, you guys have both been very, very important to the committee. Regina, I really want to thank you. I hope you're listening to this in the recording, for all of the hard work that you did with your team, for the Hall of Fame. It's really, really cool. I said, hey, I want you to come up with something for history, and you know, and then they took it and they ran with it and did something great. It's really amazing. Pam Metz, I love Pam. Pam is amazing. Pam comes up with really, really great ideas. She has really been championing the smart aging resources that we really want to continue that series and have it be something on a regular basis. If you guys missed it this morning, we had a great presentation with HICAP, and we missed out on 2-in-1, but hopefully we can get her back at another time. Let's see, Phil Overgon. Phil is our silent but wonderful, mighty person that, again, he deals with our sometimes being like, hey, this is late, but can you hook us up? Can you put it online? And then he quietly like edits and cleans it up and makes it all pretty. And I really, really appreciate all that you do. And Jean Lozano, all of the wisdom that you bring from your years as being the convention committee chair, I think is so valuable. Jeff Tom, I love all that you bring. And then you'll say, like, I have this idea. And they're like, well, no. And then I say, well, it sounds good. And we go back and forth. And it's just so much, so much fun. Jamie Gibson Barrows, my dear friend. I know that you didn't get to participate a lot this year, so I'm sure that Andrea is going to get you busy for the next coming year for sure, and all of your fun ideas. And our very own Lisa Presley Thomas, you are a super shiny star as always, and I love you to pieces. Guillermo is kind of in the background, and you know, he comes in at the end when we need all of these things recorded and taken care of, and it's a whole lot of work. It really is. It's a whole lot of work, and I really appreciate all of you. And I swear, Andrea, did I miss anybody? I hope I did not.
And, sir, we have one more raised hand in area code 916.
That's Gene.
Yep, Gene, let's bring him up.
Hi, Gene Lozano. I want to congratulate the incoming members of the board, and congratulations, Sarah, on becoming the president, and Guillermo as first vice president. And I also want to congratulate all the recipients of the various awards and as the first vice president of the ACB Capital chapter, I want to thank you for the chapter of the year. I was hoping that Regina, as president, who's worked so hard, would have had an opportunity to accept the award. And the Hall of Fame, if I could just say something, the Amon Rockman, who was one of the Hall of Fame people from the past, but not too far in the past, a few words were said about him last evening, and I thought I'd like to add something. Amon, he, with Michael Williams, started the Compton chapter as a part of the Associated Blind of California, and got the blind and low vision community and that community involved in many community activities. Amon was a community organizer, I guess you could say. He had his finger in everything, and he was a doer. He was not a person that just talked about something. He did his research. He made inquiries, and he would network to the people that could make changes. And one of his significant things that he did was that transportation was a big issue for members of the blind and low vision community in the Compton area. And they, at the time when this occurred, back in the 70s, 80s, he got a group together, met with a taxi company, and started a program for people with disability, a discount service for traveling through the use of a cab service, way ahead of his time. And I just didn't want things to go by without him being a knowledge. And he was a key last comment. He, at times, when the Associated Blind of California, when we had our conventions down in Southern California, he sometimes was chosen as a convention coordinator for that convention, because the way the structure was, chapters would bid a year in advance to put on a convention, either in the South or the North. And there was a competitive bidding with hotels involved in the whole process. And Amon sometimes would organize a coalition of chapters down there to put on a convention there. And he then would bring out the community, especially when it came to volunteers. And I'm not exaggerating. He had sometimes at least 200 volunteers, if not more, constantly being present. And so I just wanted to say a few things about him. As you know, a member of the Hall of Fame is somebody who has significantly changed the direction of the chapter, the state organization, and how it appears to the mainstream of our California society. So thank you very much for your time.
And thank you so much, James, for adding that. That's some really cool stuff. I think you had shared that with me before, and I'd forgot about it till right now. So thank you so very much. And thank you for all that you do for CCB and have done for many years. All right. So I was thinking, Lisa. Are you
Don't
there?
Hurt yourself.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, are you saying that because I'm blonde? So I was thinking, you know, since it's the banquet, why don't we?
No.
Oh, we got well, somebody.
There's nothing. There's no thinking here.
I think you're thinking what I'm thinking.
To double up the door prize?
I was gonna think that, or we have one of Leslie's generous seized candy cards.
That's right. So let's do that one, and then let's do a doubled up one.
Okay. So let's first do a $25 gift certificate for See's Candy, generously given by Leslie Tom. I'm going to shuffle this wheel up really, really good. Okay, let's roll. And the winner is Darlisa Ware. Congratulations, Darlisa.
Woohoo! You get some chocolate. That's awesome.
That's beyond awesome.
I know, right? You gotta win the other one.
I know. I want chocolate. Now let's double up. We're going to do $50 gift card, generously given by GSGDHI and San Francisco chapter. And the winner of $50 is Andy Baracco. Congratulations, Andy.
Andy has won twice at the convention. Andy. He must have some luck going on. Woohoo. That's great. Andy, you know, you could buy us all some things candy.
I'm down for that.
I know, right? Lisa deserves it, and I'll go sit with her and eat it. I like the Scotch Mallows, by the way.
There you go.
All right. So, friends, I want to remind everybody that tomorrow morning we have our business meeting at 9 a.m. And come, be ready, be awake, be excited, all that good stuff. I also want to remind folks that hospitality will be open a little bit after we close here. So just be a little patient on us getting it opened up. And Andrea, you're going to open it up for them, right?
I can. I didn't know I was supposed to, but I can certainly do that.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you so much.
I was going to say, where's Andrea? Did she already go open it up?
Yeah, no, I'm here. Sorry, I was in the wrong window.
This is Christy Creston. We were supposed to, membership committee was supposed to have a hospitality room tonight, and I recognize that Joe is not
just
available.
Announced this. Were you? I was going to open it for you.
You're going to open it?
Okay. Yeah, I just said that.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear.
It's okay. It's okay.
Crazy
it's
things.
Okay. So, So how long do you want me to wait? When do you want to start it, Christy?
I'm going to go in about 2 minutes to my computer.
All right.
Well, we got to wait till we finish here. We can't open it.
Yeah, as soon as we're done here, we'll start it right away. I didn't know if you wanted to wait like 15 minutes or something, but we'll start it right away.
No, we'll lose people.
Okay.
Joe had announced last night at the end of the meeting that he wasn't going to be there, so there was plans in place for that.
I think I missed that.
And Andrew sent you a text, and I was hoping you had seen it.
I'm sorry.
We didn't know at the time of who was going to be opening it.
No, I'll do it. No problem.
No, I'm just saying that Joe had announced last night that he wasn't going to be able to be there.
Yeah, because of the party they're doing.
Thank you, Andrea, for doing that, whether you had gotten the request or not.
It's okay. No problem.
If they won't let me do it, and it says no, sir, you're not allowed to open
up. No, you need to go rest. Yeah. We don't want you to end up in the hospital, so you need to go rest.
Oh. Yes, I am going to go rest. I will not be in hospitality, but I hope everybody has a great time.
And Sarah, please do rest and get yourself healthy enough to be with us and not in the ER or something tomorrow morning.
Right.
Thank you.
Do we have another recording?
I think we do.
Oh, yes, we do.
That's, yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Sorry. Okay.
Hold on. You're ahead of me.
My apologies.
It's okay.
Doesn't happen very often, I'll tell you.
No, you were ahead of me. And so by popular demand, we're going to close this out tonight with the song of reunification.
This song of reunification had its first public hearings during the 1985 convention of the American Council of the Blind. The words and music are the inspired creation of Dr. Leonie Jenkins, slightly edited with the wholehearted consent of the author-composer by John DeFrancesco. It was written in celebration of the forthcoming merger or reunification of the American Council of the Blind of California and the California Council of the Blind, scheduled for November 8, at which time these two state affiliates of ACB will become one large state affiliate under the name of the California Council of the Blind. Most of the members of this choral group are members of one or the other of these two councils. And in November, we will be fellow members of the new CCB. The first 10 bars of this song are a kind of dialogue between the councils, logically culminating in the desired togetherness. This is the text of our song, the song we are about to sing. We have a load to carry. Your load looks like our load. We have a road to travel. Your road's going our way. We have a song to sing. We hear you singing. Sounds a lot like our song. We found that we can talk together. We found that we can walk together. Roads don't seem so rough together. Jobs don't seem so tough together. We found our tunes can blend together. We found old wounds can mend together. Now let's join our hands together. Now let's take our stands together. Now no longer you and we. Now we're one strong CCB.
What a lovely way to end it. Thank you, Sarah. What a great way.
And thank you, David, for sending me that a couple of years ago.
Who was that reading before they sang? Do you know who that was?
I cannot think of his name right now. He's one of our Hall of Famers. Somebody help me out.
Great voice. It sounded a little like Oral Miller, but I didn't think it was him.
No. I'll think about it.
Okay. I'm going to go open that room.
I am totally blanking on the name. I knew it at one time.
Jay? Wonderful voice.
Gene.
Gene, there we go.
Francesco.
There you go. Thank you.
Oh, yes, was him. Okay. It. All right.
Yes.
Okay, thanks. Folks. I'm going to open up hospitality.
All right. Good night. See y'all in the morning.